There have been several incidents, even fights, during recent New York theater performances. An argument over a woman noisily unwrapping her Twizzlers, a man throwing a web-browsing woman's cell phone across the theater. What is going on? Are audiences less well-mannered today? We send NPR's Margot Adler to find out.
I'm standing around the TKTS line on Broadway, where tourists and New Yorkers line up for lower-priced tickets. Are audiences increasingly boorish?
I think it depends on what play you go to see and which musical, you know? Because I've been to some of them where the audience is absolutely fantastic, but then I've been to some where, like, there's just people are just sitting there talking, like, through the entire thing. It's awful.
I think it's because we're used to talking at home, watching movies.
You know, the shows now allow, like, a lot of snacks and a lot of, you know, drinks and things to be brought in. It's much more casual.
So it's much more like going to a ball game or something.
Yeah, it really is.
You heard Victoria Petty, Mark DeFusco, and Stephen Calkins. And then there's Jan Simpson. She writes a blog called Broadway and Me.
I'm old-fashioned. I like people to be silent.
She attends about 150 performances a year. She also teaches journalism at the City University of New York. Think of the changes over the years, she says. 40 years ago, people dressed up for the theater. They were formal.
Today, if you can get people in with a T-shirt on, they feel they're dressed up.
On the other hand, she says, this whole notion of silence goes back only about 150 years. It took gas lights and then electricity to allow theaters to lower lights.
The lights are going down. That means you be quiet. Don't bring your food in.
In Shakespeare's time, they threw food on the stage. In fact, those prime orchestra seats people so desperately want, that was the worst place to sit.
Because the people who were sitting above would throw their food down and spit.
Evangeline Morfos is a professor at Columbia University who teaches television, film, and new media. She has also produced plays and says she goes to roughly 100 theater events a year. She says what you are really seeing in these fights between audience members is a clash between different types of theatergoers. One group, she says, average age, late 50s.
And they are subscribers. They go to multiple plays a year, and they consider themselves as audience members of the theater. And they expect a certain kind of decorum.
The other group, average age 42, she says, and they have sometimes paid as much as $400 for a theater seat.
So they don't consider themselves audience members. They are consumers. And they want a different kind of experience for their money.
And then there are tech-savvy younger audiences. Some want to tweet about their experiences. In fact, at some off-Broadway shows, there are tweet seats in the back, just as there are at TED conferences. Morfos remembers a performance at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
They were encouraging audience members to tweet about the performance.
During the performance.
During the performance, and to send photographs of it. The idea was that you are part of the experience.
I guess what you're saying is you don't think it's a problem.
I don't.
Theater blogger Jan Simpson is more ambivalent. For as much as she loves silence in a darkened theater, she's quick to say the theater of 40 years ago was only for the elite.
And now it's opened up, and lots of different kinds of people are going, which I love. I'm a cultural populace.
So the question is how to create a balance for these different audiences amid changing technology and changing values. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.